I did it. We're on. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Tucson Walk-On. Like I mentioned last week, we've got a very special episode. Not the Tucson Walk-On. Well, kind of the Tucson Walk-On. I'm going to not edit that out. That is a verbal typo. That is staying in. Welcome to the Paper Towel Improv Podcast. Like I mentioned last week, we've got a very special episode today because we're doing a crossover reunion special with the Tucson Walk-On. If you're not familiar, that's an old improv podcast from Tucson that I used to be on a lot with some cool people, and we're doing a crossover special. I'm going to introduce those cool people right now so I can stop talking. First up, you know him. He's been on this show before. We got Luke Connell.
Hi. That's
hey, Luke. Yeah, hey. Next up, all the way from Los Angeles, California, we got Jordan Wilson.
Hi.
And the host of The Walk-On, he's nominated for Best Comedian in the Best of Tucson this year. We got Rich Carey.
Yeah, Rafi, I'd like to solve the puzzle. I think it's my grandma hates eating red beets.
Oh my God, you said the secret word. You win the Paper Towel Improv Podcast.
Yes.
Shit.
God, what does he win? Paper towels?
I will send Rich exactly one paper towel.
Hell yeah. Hey, I'm super excited that you invited me back on the pod, and I'm really happy we're doing the crossover episode. So, super stoked, Roth.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Can I call you Roth?
You can call me Roth. Lots of people do. I'm not sure why.
All right, I'm not doing it then. If a lot of people are doing it, it's over. I'm done.
Oh, it's not hip enough for you?
Whatever you say, Chuck.
Hey, don't call me Chuck, Steve.
Don't call me Steve, Mr. Davies.
Whoa, hey, keep that on the LO.
I think my question that I wanted to open up with you guys today was, what are some of your guys' favorite moments? If you can remember any favorite moments that stand out or from the original Tucson Walk-On.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if I know I have one to start with, and Rich just reminded me of it.
I was just on the profile, and I was just looking, casually scrolling through the old episodes, and we did an episode, and I'm pretty sure you, Rafi, made this character up, or it was an action that we were doing. It was a makedown. Do you remember that? And then I ended up calling the episode Making Up a Makedown, but I was going to like pitch it to you guys because I got no idea what that was, but I remember.
No, I remember this, and I think it was the four of us.
I remember.
Or it might not have been Jordan. It might have been Kristen. It might have been Kristen, but it was Makedown was this little mythical troll beast.
Yes.
And
that's
right. And Luke, I was Makedown, and Luke was assigned by the guy who ran this warehouse to watch me.
Oh my gosh.
I very vaguely remember that. I remember one of my favorites was an episode with Daniel Kirby and Andrew Hatch that me and Rich were doing, where we ended up, it was an insane episode, but there was a Cheesecake Factory with a dragon. I think there were two dragons they're like hiding in a lair beneath the Cheesecake Factory, and they like awoke and like terrorized the world. There was a pen that like was cursed and would make you hiccup. It was a very, very weird hour, but that was a good one.
Yeah, it was. I was just trying to be a server, and then the people at the table were like, how come this table is shaking? And then, it opened up like a portal to another dimension in the restaurant. And then I was just like, do you guys want diet soda? And then you're like, what are you talking about, diet soda? We got to get out of here.
Yeah, that was a weird episode. I think there was a lot of dragon sex in that one, too. A lot of
sex. That was.
Now I remember.
The dragon sex.
That did it. Okay.
I know for me, my mind always goes back to, it was the first time I was ever on the show, and Rich had to pronounce my last name to introduce me, because this was before I was just going by Rafi for improv stuff. I was still Rafi Herrera Zinman, and And the first scene, instead of being sparked by any sort of suggestion, was Rich initiating a scene based on my insane last name by calling me the King Herrera Zinman, as the Herrera Zinman was a title. And he needed me to help give the people money or something. The people were starving.
Okay, so this is what happened, I think. I think I was like, Rafi Herreras Zinman, Herreras Zinman. How is it? And you go, it's Herreras Zinman, and not the other way around. I was like, whoa, all right, King Rafi. <geez Louise." laughs> And then I was like, this guy, he needs it structured. He demands it right. I was like, okay, King Rafi, what do we got next? So we just jumped into the scene with that energy.
Awesome.
I remember that. That was nice.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, man.
It's so fun.
Yeah. I like how all the YouTube videos are on a green screen and none of them have any images behind them. Yeah. I didn't even key anything in. I could have keyed anything in. I didn't do anything.
Really? You didn't do anything?
Oh, dude, I'll send you a YouTube link of just us on a green screen and just doing improv.
Yeah, it's just four people on a table with a green screen that was never utilized.
Good Lord.
I'm going to have to share a screenshot of that on the Instagram today.
Yeah, it's honestly, like, it's so weird that we didn't key anything in, but also, like, super badass that I was like, yeah, we got a green screen, but this is an improv show. We don't need to key anything. Like, let's just do the improv and not actually put anything behind us.
Yeah, we have it a green screen, but we don't even need it. We just have it. Yeah.
That's how cool.
Green screen, fuck it.
I'll key in another shade of green.
We don't fucking need it.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. I missed the old studio. That was super fun.
Yeah. And this is the last memory I'll share before we cut to break, but it's the time I don't know who was there, but we recorded an episode and Frank Powers just asked us if we'd film a scene for a movie he was doing. And we just did it and like stayed. And my mom was gonna pick me up after because I was like 16 when we were doing these.
Yeah. Oh my god!
And like she just stayed outside and waited for us to film this thing.
We could have definitely just let her come in and hang out. There's chairs everywhere.
Doesn't get the industry, Rich.
Wait, what'd you say, Luke?
She doesn't get the industry. She's not like us.
Oh, yeah. they painted it white. It's an infinity wall now.
Infinity wall?
That's what they're called. It's industry.
Oh, language. For... Right. No, there was there's one that...
yeah.
I just write it. That's all.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I want my own infinity wall, but I do. And on that note, I want to cut to break, but we'll be right back with some improv comedy in the style of the Tucson Walk-On.
Yeah.
Hello, listeners. I'm here to tell you about the official new Paper Towel Improv Podcast, Quick Bites Bookshop. That's right. If you want to get your improv fix, you can head to this bookshop to get your improv fix on paper. Whether you're a seasoned improviser looking to deep dive into some improv books, you want to try improvising and you want to read about it first, or you're just an improv fan and you want to read about some improv history, or as you read about some improv theory on paper, you can read about it at this bookstore. That's right, so go to bookshop.org/shop/paper_towel_podcast, just like the Instagram handle. Again, that's bookshop.org/shop/paper_towel_podcast. Over there, I found some great books for you that you're sure to love. Tune into the rest of the show, and I'll see you next Thursday.
Hey everyone, we're back. We're going to do some scenes with suggestions, as is common in improv. Woo.
Let's get a suggestion from the audience. Oh, wait. COVID-19.
Aww.
I got a
point. If you guys see the Instagram post for this episode and you want to put a suggestion in the comments, you're free to do so in solidarity. Yeah. But I'm going to guess a suggestion of a location to start out with. From canigeta.com, we got a florist shop.
Ooh.
So you see, sir, the azaleas are extraordinary this year. I highly recommend 24 for Valentine's Day. Do away with roses.
Oh, azaleas.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
You okay. Wanted them for your wife, right?
Yeah. But I don't know. I usually get roses for Valentine's Day. I don't know about azaleas.
Roses are fine and dandy, but azaleas really say something. They really say, I love you, darling. Don't you want to say that?
Okay. Yeah. I think my wife is not going to like those at all.
Cut. Girlfriend. These roses that my husband gets me, they never say I love you, you know? They just sit there and none of the flowers ever talk to me. I just wish the flowers would say I love you.
I love you.
What?
Well, sir, I see the azaleas aren't going to interest you. I have this one thing. It's a little bit strange. It's a flower, but it's a little bit social, you might say.
Yeah, I don't think I even want to stay in this flower shop anymore. I kind of want
it to... has its own voice.
Cut back to the wife getting the new flower. Oh. I'm a little bit social, you might say.
A little bit social? What does that mean?
I have my own voice.
Well, I've always wanted my husband to take me out dancing. Are you social like that? You're going to take me out dancing?
I mean, I'm a flower, so not really.
Why do all these men and flowers just let me down?
Come back.
No.
You know, do you got any kind of flowers that'll you got to understand the reason I'm asking this, because you have quite a flower shop here. Like, I was just looking for some roses. It's Valentine's Day, and you gave me some flowers that could talk, and then you gave me some flowers that could talk again. And do you have any flowers that can maybe dance, perhaps?
Oh, goodness gracious.
See, I'm the type of husband that doesn't like to spend any time with his wife, and I really like to just send fancy and exotic gifts from time to time, but then, disappear for weeks on end.
Well, as I am the proprietor of this shop and I am ultimately a capitalist, I am obliged to serve what my customer wants.
I really need a flower that could maybe take my wife out on a date and listen to her stories and validate her opinions, tell her that she looks beautiful, take her out on a vacation, you know, something like that. Something like
a boyfriend plant? You want a boyfriend plant?
Oh, that sounds pretty good. What's that? Will you tell me about that? Because that sounds like something.
I mean, it requires a human sacrifice. Are you, you know anybody?
Human sacrifice. Wait, that's against the law.
Dale, you done this fucking flower shop? You doofus, you want to go get fucking drunk and then throw darts at the bar, bro?
On second chances, I forgot I'm with my buddy, Brandon. Hey, Brandon.
Bro. Hello, Mr. Brandon. Hello.
Yeah, we're going to go do that in a minute. Hey, psst.
Yes. You want me to kill what?
No, yeah, no, for the human sacrifice. Previously aforementioned.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, Brandon.
Brandon, well, this is the florist guy.
I'm so glad you asked. I have a lot of hobbies. First of all, I fucking love novelty license plates. I hunt those shit like
he does. He's got a room full of novelty license plates up on his wall.
Yeah, I
definitely. Do you have any children?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I never met them, though. Not ever.
Not financially dependent on you whatsoever, right?
Oh, no.
He's a piece of shit.
Why are you asking? You want to be friends or something?
Oh. I mean, I would, but I hear that. I hear you're a piece of shit, sir.
Whoa, why would you say that about Brandon? I'm sorry. I don't know what's wrong.
You just told it to me.
I did it. I said, psst, and Brandon was unable to hear when I said that, you jerk.
Bro, I just...
Yeah. Brandon, we should probably get out of here, right?
Excuse me, sir, are you Brandon?
Bro?
Yeah. I've been trying to track you down all day. You've won the lottery.
The lottery? I didn't realize they send guys to track down.
Oh, wow. You won the lottery. Hey, we should probably celebrate in the back room of my florist shop.
Yeah, is there like a party
back
room?
Let's do that. There's lots of sharp implements with which we can open beer cans.
Yeah.
Please allow me to give him this completely non-transferable $1 million check first.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, give me that check before I go into this back room. That sounds good.
You know, how about we pop a cold one real quick? Let's just hop back there.
Brandon, my florist's a good guy.
I'm a very good guy.
Yeah.
Let's cut to the wife with the new boyfriend plan. Bro, I just think that your stories are so good, and I love dancing.
Oh my god, you're so much better than any of the men I've ever dated.
Bro, I know. Like, bro, you wanna go get some drinks and then I can beat up any guy who looks at you, bro?
Brandon, what are you doing with my wife?
Bro, I mean, you kind of killed me, so I figured that gave me a little free license to date your wife, you know, bro?
Brandon, it's Brandon's ghost? Ugh!
Dale, just leave me with plant version of Brandon. I'm so much happier with plant Brandon than I've ever been with you, Dale.
You're more happy.
The truth is, it was the easiest body lying around that I could, you know, put my azaleas in. So, you know.
Oh, my florist is in my house too?
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir. Are you plant Brandon?
Bro? Yeah, what's up? I'm like Brandon, but a flower too, bro.
And a ghost.
I have good news. You've won the lottery again.
Bro, I didn't know plant could win the lottery.
Let's kill him.
Bro.
Scene. What a trip through existence that was.
And people say they don't like improv.
I know, right?
Add a little something for everyone.
Romance, excitement, danger. We're going to get a suggestion of a word, and that word is... Oh, this is a terrible word. I hate this word. Let's get a new one.
Okay. The bad, we don't even know what it was.
Come on. It was going to be commerce. That it was going to be commerce.
Oh.
Yeah, it was going to be the most boring suggestion of all time. No.
We hate commerce.
Yeah.
Oh, these all suck. Literacy, presentation.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a good one.
What?
We got sellout.
Sellout.
Garage. We got a garage sale. another person walked by. There's a garage sale. We're selling stuff. This is my garage sale.
I'll take a garage.
What?
No, the garage. I'll take it.
No, that's that's a good one. But
I'm not kidding.
The garage isn't for sale. It's all of this stuff. Look at these many various tables I have about my driveway. I have shoes and clothes and books.
Hey, the garage is for sale. The garage is for sale.
Sorry, I got another customer. No.
Oh, what? Shoot. I heard that the garage was for sale. I read it in the paper. And how much you want for the garage?
That's hilarious, sir. But it's just a garage sale, you know. We're just selling various.
Oh, so how much for the garage?
Various items for the.
I was just walking. I saw a sign for this garage sale. Thinking how just great it would be to get one of those. I was wondering, is it a one car or a two car garage?
Oh, this is a two car garage, and there's actually a couple of tables in the back if you want to go back there.
Ooh, a two car garage.
Oh. That's perfect. I have two cars.
Ooh. Hey, I've got just one car, but I want the space.
All right, listen, all three of you jokers. The garage isn't for sale. It's a garage sale.
Well, that is flagrant false advertising.
What are you talking about? Are you going to...
I feel cheated.
Oh, my God.
Does this ever happen to you? Every time you start a garage sale, a bunch of idiots show up and want to buy your garage. Well, do I have an answer for your prayers? Now, presenting... Ron's Garage Sale Signs. And if you look in fine print at the bottom, it says, Garage Not For Sale. Garage not for is sale. Location. Now, let's see that same scene over again with my fantastic Ron's Garage Sale Signs.
Hey, garage, we got a garage sale. God, another person
walked by. Hey, I'll take a garage.
Read the sign, sir. And by read the sign, when I say that, I mean read the fine print. Sorry for being so sassy.
Oh, understandable. Have a nice day.
Oh, you too. Oh, you
don't want garage sale signs. Only here on QVC.
Scene.
I was going to get so angry. I was going to tell these guys off. All three collectively come here and decide to do a bit on a guy who's just trying to make some extra cash and pay his mortgage this month because everything slowed down because of COVID. Come buy my old DVDs.
Yeah, Rich, we just wanted a garage, okay?
I really wanted to see how long that bit could go on for. How much longer could we ask to buy a garage?
It's an entire podcast of us just doing that.
I liked the last one where you were and you were the girlfriend and you were just talking to yourself.
That was crazy. Oh,
yeah. Okay. The only time you can talk to yourself and you don't look as crazy.
Totally.
What would you guys say to a suggestion of a relationship?
Of a relationship?
Sure. Oh, that's a fine suggestion, sir. Do it again one more time if you want to go for it.
Well, wonderful, Rich. We got pharmacist and customer.
Ooh.
Okay.
Hey. Hey, you. Come over here.
Okay.
Yeah. You come to this dark, dreary, deserted corner of the CVS. Come on, man.
I'd really rather not. I really just want to get my meds. Sorry.
But... Let me tell you a little secret about this CVS pharmacy, okay? They're not actually giving you your meds. What they're doing is they're giving you pills that make them control your mind, too.
Dun, dun, dun.
Your mind.
This explains everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Ever wonder why every time your pill prescription runs out, you find yourself inexplicably coming back to CVS and standing in line to buy more pills? It's what they want you to do.
They want me.
Is this guy in here again? I'm sorry, sir.
No, it's okay. He's told me the truth. He's made me realize I don't need these meds. If I want to run rampaging wild over the city with my horrible narcissistic personality disorder and destroy every mail truck I see, you know, even though that imprisoned me for 5 years back in my 20s, he's right. I absolutely should do it.
No,
screw it.
Sir, listen to me. Crazy Carl, he's got to you with his conspiracy theories and his Alex Jones, and now you're all worked up inside, okay?
Carl's let me see the light.
Who are
Carl,
you
crazy?
Listen to you, Crazy Carl or Crazy Charles over here telling you
I work
everything
here.
Is normal. Okay.
It just says Charles Assistant Manager, okay? Yeah. And we kicked you out last week.
Okay, but who's more crazy? The one telling you that there's a conspiracy and everyone's out to get you, or the one telling you that everything is fine, huh? He sounds a little more crazy to me.
The first one, you only have one shoe on, and you
only need one shoe.
You have a pet rat on a leash, and it's dead.
Mail truck! Well, the mail truck's here! I see the mail truck! The mailman! He's getting out!
Yeah, what do you want
to
do?
Hi, I'm here to deliver the mail.
I have to destroy you! I'm so sorry!
Look, put the mail on the checkout counter. I've got a crazy conspiracy theorist who is tainting the minds of my customers. I'm sorry. How have you been, Mr. Postman?
I'm okay, but are you sure that narcissist guy there isn't gonna do anything?
Hey, you see that mailman? Go chew his face off.
Yeah. Chew his face off? Yeah, he looks tasty to me.
Going on? Security! Security!
No.
Oh my god.
My face!
Delicious. Face.
Mm. Oh, there's going to be a cleanup on aisle 20. Face blood.
Scene. Face blood. And on the note of my face being eaten by Jordan, do you guys want to cut to break and come back for the outro?
Yeah, sure.
Let's do it.
Always go to commercial break on face blood.
Yeah. Always go to commercial break on Facebook. The Paper Towel Improv Podcast. Thanks for listening, everybody, to this wacky crossover special. Whoa! I don't know why I said that in that voice. I had to. We're going to plug stuff. Jordan Wilson, have you anything to plug, sir?
Oh, not really. I'm just going to be working on some projects in the near future that I'm sure everyone will really care about a lot. Sure. Yeah, that's right.
We'll all care so much. Luke Connell, have you anything to plug, good sir?
Yes. Well, because of quarantine, pandemic, not doing shows at the Tucson Improv Movement, where I usually do anymore. So if you want to catch me doing comedy, you're going to have to be one of my roommates. So if you're looking to move in,
are you looking for a roommate?
Not yet, but it comes with two cats. So if you can bring in more cats, then maybe you're better than my roommates who don't bring cats. So.
And if you want to bring in 8 cats, Luke will have 10 cats.
Yeah. It's a good number.
Yeah.
A lot of cats. Great.
Master Gary, have you anything to plug?
You can listen to the Tucson Walk-On on Apple Podcasts and Spotify Podcasts. Also, I've been nominated as Tucson's Best Comedian by Tucson Weekly. So go to Tucson Weekly and vote for me as Tucson's Best Comedian, please. I love you.
Yes. Make sure you go Best of Tucson Weekly, vote for Charles Davies, best comedian in
Charles China. Davies, yeah.
Okay. That's Rich's Zoom name, everybody.
Yeah, for some clarity for listeners, I am logged in on my boss's Zoom, and I keep going into Zoom meetings as my boss, Charles Davies. Don't let that confuse you. Go to Tucson Weekly, vote for Rich Gary as best comedian. The voting ends August 24th.
Or write in Charles Davies and give Rich's boss some credit. Ladies and gentlemen,
let's get to brass tacks. Charles Davies, best comedian.
Indisputable.
As always, I am Raphael. No, at Rockin _ Rafi on all the things. I almost gave you the wrong username, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Rockin _ Rafi on the things. You can follow me for updates. If you want to follow this podcast, that's paper _towel_ podcast on Instagram. You can follow and subscribe wherever good podcast may be found. Last week and the week before, I told you about that cool Arizona Theater Company thing with those teenagers I coach. That got pushed back a week, but it's still happening. I'll tell you the details next week, and that'll be a real treat with the funniest people in Tucson, age 13 to 19, coached in improv by yours truly. This podcast was, I'll give you the credits in the intro, but the important credits are, our logo is designed by Lee Cameron. Our normal theme song is by Ramsey Atia, but this week's theme song was by Andrew Applepie. That's all today, folks. Have a great week, and I will see you next Thursday. Bye.